Well, hi there. This is a Sojourn coming to you from the Alpha House, which tonight is actually at the World Hub. And we're going to be looking and thinking about yesterday, today, forever. And yesterday, today, forever is an interesting concept. And whenever I've spoken on this in the past, people have been really had great responses to it because it brings about some thought processes that people do not usually entertain in their normal thinking every day. As a matter of fact, in our normal thinking every day, we get so busy with what's going on today that sometimes we don't have time, but really we feel like we don't have time to think of much else. Now, the scripture is found in Hebrews chapter 13, verses 1 through 8. I want to say a special hello to Pastor Simpkins out there in Honolulu, who's out there in Honolulu, Hawaii, to set up a new Sojourner scholarship. So we want to say hello to him before we go any further in this. But our scripture will be from Hebrews chapter 13, verses 1 through 8. And it says, "Keep on loving each other as brothers. Do not forget to entertain strangers. For by so doing, some people have entertained angels without knowing it. Remember those in prison as if you were their fellow prisoners, and those who are mistreated as if you yourself were suffering. Marriage should be honored by all, and the marriage bed kept pure. For God will judge the adulterer and all the sexually immoral. Keep yourselves free from the love of money, and be content with what you have, because God has said, 'Never will I leave you, never will I forsake you.' So we say with confidence, 'The Lord is my helper. I will not be afraid. What can man do to me?' Remember your leaders who spoke the word of God to you. Consider the outcome of their way of life and imitate their faith. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever." Well, as you might guess, I'm going to be focusing on that verse 8. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. You know, probably the greatest appreciation of time in the life of people is the passing from the old year to the new year, or the celebrating of a person's own birthday. That tends to be the times that we think about time, that we think about where we've been, where we are, where we're going, what's happening. These dates in time are markers in every life. It is at these times when a person is often predisposed to evaluate where they are at this time marker in their temporal existence. Notice I said temporal existence. We will all exist forever. We will all exist forever. Let me say it again. We will all exist forever, just not in the temporal. The question becomes what direction and form our own existence will take. Hebrews 13:8 tells us Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Make no mistake about it, Christ came not to change himself, but to change us. Now let me say that again. Christ did not come to change himself, but he came to change us because the scripture says he's the same yesterday, today, and forever. He came for our benefit, not for his. It is for us because of his love for us. It is Christ who makes believers into new creatures. Old things pass away and all things become new. We're told this in 2 Corinthians 5:17. Old things pass away, and all things become new. Well, now let's take a look at the past. When a person accepts Christ as their Lord and Savior, and let me stress, Lord and Savior. You know, many people only have approached Christ as their Savior because they're wanting the fire insurance. They're not wanting to go to hell. They want to be with him for eternity. But they just don't want to submit to the Lordship of anybody but themselves. No, my friends, it doesn't work that way. He is either your Lord and your Savior, or he is nothing to you. But when they do accept him as Lord and Savior, they are completely new. The past is past. If this truth is not grasped, realized, clung to, then the person will not become and will not come to a full understanding of just what Christ has done for them. You see, if we don't understand that, we miss the whole thing. That person will never allow their minds to be renewed so they can function as this new creature into which they have been changed. Scripture tells us, do not conform any longer to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you will be able to test and approve what God's will is, his good, pleasing, and perfect will. Romans 12:2. Now some people say you can't know what God's will is. Anyone who says that is actually speaking from a point of ignorance. Because you can know what God's will is. One, his will is revealed in his word. But notice, the scripture tells us here in Romans 12:2 that if we allow our minds to be transformed by their being renewed, we can then be able to test and approve. Not that we're approving of God, but we're testing, and therefore it's approved to us what God's will is. That's the important thing in life, is what's God's will for you and I, for the person, for the individual. The pattern of this world is the believer's past once you've accepted Christ. The pattern of this world is the past. Now, there's one important thing about the past, and that is you can't change it. So if you dwell in it, all you do is allow the past to corrupt and mess up your future. If you dwell in the past before Christ came into your life. So what about the present? You see, the present is where we currently inhabit. The conditions of the present are due to a person's past choices, past will, and past behaviors. So where we find ourselves is based on where we've been, what we've done, and how we have perceived or dealt with life. The present is really a very fleeting moment in time. It's only in the present, though, where life conditions can be changed or transformed. It's only in the present. That's the only place. Now, it's important to understand something that we may have to expand our understanding of the present in order to function in it really well. The present can be just this fleeting moment. It could be this hour, or it could be this day. So let's look at it in a little larger scope. Let's see it as that. But this transformation, then, is a matter of will. The transformation that occurs in the believer is a matter of the believer's will. And that is, the believer submits their will to God's will. But it is still a matter of our will to do that. The will of the individual is not necessarily the will of God, especially since God never changes, but people do. God's will is to bless mankind, even you and I. Yes, even you and I, it is God's will to bless. God's perfect will is for all mankind to be in fellowship with him. His perfect will is for you, is for me, is for all people, all mankind, to be in fellowship with him. The challenge, then, is for us to conform to God's will or plan in order to access the blessing of the kingdom, Christ's kingdom. That's how we access it, is by conforming, by allowing our minds to be transformed to God's will or plan for us. If we are satisfied with our present, then now is the only time in which we can bring change. Think about that. Because we cannot change the past. We cannot do anything but look into the future. We may make plans, but we really can't do anything in the future until the future arrives. And when the future arrives, it's the present. So if we're dissatisfied with our present, then now is the only time in which we can bring change, growth, or transformation. Today, then, is when we create a new direction for what we will be and what will actually be our past. You know, so many people say, how do you see your future? Well, how do you see your future? If you spend your present building that future, then that future that you see will also be your past. So, where we create the new direction and in which where we go and how our future is and where our future resides is all based in the here and the now. Our future resides in forever. Let me say that again. Our future resides in forever. We control the who, what, where, and how of our own eternity. This is more than heaven or hell. This is, if we have chosen God's plan connected to our status in God's eternal plan. Yes, grace is free, and there is nothing we can do to earn salvation. But those things we do for God once we have accepted Christ as Lord and Savior have a great bearing on how we function in eternity, ruling and reigning with Christ throughout the whole of the universe of His creation. That's where we're going to spend eternity. Eternity is timeless. If we tried to put eternity into time, it would be a long, long time. No, we're not going to become angels or little cherubs with harps floating around in heaven. That is not what we are. We were not created to be angels. Angels were created to be angels. We were created to be the spirit beings that we are by God. We were created to be the sons of God. Each believer will have a function in eternity, just as each believer has a function in time now. Think about that. We all look and say that we want to know what God's will and His plan is for our life. And when we say that, what we're really usually saying is for our temporal life. But we're not usually thinking in terms of our eternal life, which goes far beyond the temporal time that we now find ourselves occupying. So what we do now, we do not to earn our salvation, but we do as a thank offering to God because we have salvation. We don't do it to get into His kingdom. We do it because we are in His kingdom. So it is the present where we conform to Christ's will. James said in his letter, "Blessed is the man who perseveres under trial, because when he has stood the test, he will receive the crown of life that God has promised to those who love Him." He will receive the crown of life. You see, there's something we receive. There are things that we will receive beyond eternal life being in heaven. We're not going to just be floating around playing those harps. I happen to agree with Billy Graham, and that is that throughout the universe, God may be assigning us all sorts of places in the universe to rule and reign with Him. And it may come as a big surprise to many people that the first may be last and the last may be first. Those people who are thought of as really big people here in the temporal situation may be little more than people who sweep the doorposts. But they're in. They're not in hell. They're in heaven. And others, like Jesus, when He used the example of the woman with the widow's mite, they may be people, because they have shown their faithfulness, who may have authority over much. Much may be delegated to them. So you see, what we do in our present now will create a new yesterday. It creates the satisfaction of today, knowing that we have done God's will. And it creates the opportunity for the forever to function with Him and to be all that He wants us to be, not just in this temporal existence, but in the eternal existence as well. So, set your eternity in the present. Do you realize you can set your eternity in the present? And when I say that, I'm talking about more than accepting Christ, although that's very important. That's where you want your eternity to start, with your accepting of Christ as Lord and Savior. But once having done that, you can still set where you are in eternity. Yes, we are going to have crowns to cast before Him, but He will also give us the crown of life. So set your eternity in the present with Christ so that you can enjoy your future and reminisce in the enjoyable past. How many people don't enjoy their past when they think about it? But you can begin to enjoy your past by what you do right now in the present. And there will be a time when every tear will be wiped from your eyes. You will find yourself in eternity, and you will be full of the joy of the Lord in His eternal blessing, in His eternal kingdom, doing His eternal will. So I say again, set your eternity in the present with Christ so that you can enjoy your future and reminisce in an enjoyable past. Well, that's my New Year's message. That's my New Time message. Now, if your birthday is like my one daughter whose birthday comes on the 2nd of January, it's sort of a birthday message and a New Year's message. But this message, if you can grasp this and understand the importance of the present and what we do in the present and how it affects our future and the past, we can reminisce with pleasure. So happy New Year. Happy New Life. And this is the sojourner saying, if you want to accept this Jesus, if you want to live in the kingdom of the blessing, then you just ask the Lord to come into your heart and your life. Turn yourself over to Him. If you need help in this, if you need information about this, contact me, the sojourner, at sojournershub.org. I'll be happy to work with you, be happy to help you in any way that we can. So with this blessing, and this blessing covers your present and your future. You can't do anything about your past, but we can do something about the present and the future. With this blessing, we'll conclude the broadcast. The blessings of our Lord on you, and all that is yours, by blood, adoption, or assignment, in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen.